back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. We're taking your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Before we head over to the lines again, Brian, I just want to get it back to what we started off the show talking about. Wisconsin Elections Commission. Who's going to be overseeing the way the state administers elections here in 2022 and 2024? Because the next appointment that's going to come out of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss could potentially be the next chair that oversees and certifies the state's elections. And Robin Voss is saying that he's not ruling anybody in and he's not ruling anybody out. He wants to make a decision before the June 10th meeting. He plans on appointing somebody then. So it's going to come quickly, but he's not ruling anybody in. He's not ruling anybody out. I'm terrified of how this pick is going to go. I think it's going to be very interesting to see.
You guys booed him, but look who's got the power now.
Oh, he's always got the power.
Oh, wait, he's always had the power. And you guys hit the nerve to boo him. He will burn the Wisconsin down because you guys looked at him wrong.
Well, I'm curious to know if he's learned any lessons from the Gableman appointment. I'm serious. I would assume the gentleman is capable of growth. Yeah. I would hope he's like, oh my gosh.
Create more chaos by appointing the right person.
He's had bite after bite taken out of his ass with the Gableman appointment. Like, it's been a thorn in his side for the last year since Gableman began being a bull in a china shop.
Has it really?
You really think that Voss wants to sit through all those the open records lawsuits and litigation over?
Oh, no. Not sitting through litigation. Oh, no, not for a lawmaker.
Hey, I mean, he gave...
Not for a guy who's got the entire year off already. I mean, what do you has to sit there and listen to people talk for... He can just zone out and just listen to whatever crap goes on in his head for hours.
That's fair. He did give the insightful... He was self-aware enough to say in an interview earlier this week that the leader of the assembly is the last elected position he'll have. He's not running for governor or anything like that in the future.
He's planning on holding on to it until he dies.
Yeah, but he also knows that he can't win a statewide election. Like, he's self-aware enough to know that. But it'll be interesting to see who he appoints. And one of the individuals that called him up last night and letting Voss know that she wanted to throw her name in the ring is going to be outgoing State Senator Kathy Bernier up in Chippewa Falls. She let him know that she... As has been discussed, she ran elections. She was a former election clerk up in that area of Wisconsin. She knows election law well. She's been criticized for saying that Trump lost in 2020 and criticized for the comments that she's made saying Gableman's probe needed to end. So it'll be interesting to see. She also had the self-awareness to say, well, it wouldn't be the best political choice because it's going to upset a lot of the Trumpsters in the Republican Party. But she threw her name. She's retiring. She's not going to, fight the good fight anymore in the state Senate. She's going to leave, but she would be open to being Voss's next appointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah. So. Kathy, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at your resume here. It just seems that you're overqualified. We're looking to train people on the job for the elections. If you look at my last appointment, he was set to investigate the elections, and of course
he didn't even know how they worked.
He did not know how they worked. We're looking to train on the job here. Sorry, I'm sorry to waste your time. Thank you so much for applying. I appreciate it.
I wonder if that's how that phone call went. I'm curious.
All I know is that no matter what was said, I guarantee you it was patronizing. What a wonderful world we live in. Hey, somebody mentioned that we might have peaked in the 90s. Like the 90s might have been the best time ever.
No, I think nostalgia for the 90s. See, I was a young wee lad in the 90s, Brian, and I think 90s nostalgia is one of those things that gets a little over-sanitized as well, though.
Oh, yeah, I was fighting depression the entire time because all my hormones were exploding.
The
and
music was good.
Me,
the music was real good.
Well, yeah.
I like music the 90s is, music. Sure. Let's get over to the phone lines before
the
end of the show.
Let's go and talk to Joe.
We
How
got
you
Joe
doing,
and Madison.
Joe?
How you doing?
Great discussion, guys. Thanks very much for going into the intricacies of the Election Commission because, man, is it going to be important as we roll toward the next one. So thanks for staying on it. I'm returning to the subject of arming the teachers, and I think there's just some real interesting turnout from this. Don't wasn't there a school resource officer on the grounds at the Texas school?
Yeah.
So what would be difference between having a school resource officer and then arming your teachers who would then like race down there and train?
The difference is,
have?
Joe, you see, the difference is that during times of non-shootings or places where there aren't, there's a higher percentage of chances that black and brown kids will probably be shot instead. That's really. I'm extrapolating
also
from other authority figures with guns, and the population and how it works out usually.
But also,
that's what I'm taking.
Brian, you got to take into the factor that there's 100,000 public schools, I believe, roughly across more than 100,000 public schools around the nation, and if you armed every single teacher in every single public school, it would be a huge windfall for the gun manufacturers.
Oh yeah.
Good thinking. Yeah.
So, and then you have to update that every couple of years. You can't have them have outdated firearms.
Oh,
then,
of course.
And
not.
Oh my goodness. Think about the. And thank you so much for the call. Now we've got on the tangent here. Appreciate it, Joe. Think about this. You can have the military, right? And then they send the stuff that they're done using to the police, and the police can send the stuff that they're done using to the teachers, right? And then you have like a nice stream. Of reuse and like constant revenue streams for all the I never thought about that when I was thinking about the safety of the children. Huh. Let's see what Diane from Verona has to say.
Hello.
How you doing?
Can we go back to the Elections Commission topic?
Please.
Absolutely.
Please.
Okay. I hope. Well, first of all, Robin Voss is just plain not a nice person. I know that's obvious, but he's not. He's devious. He's mean. He digs at people personally. He's just an ass. But he's made that appointment that he made, to begin with for the Elections Commission. Well, I guess there are a couple more, but right now is Bob Spindell, who is dumber than a box of rocks. And he's also a Trumper. He's a QAnon believer. We already got one of those. So I would hope that Robin would, have the sense to get somebody who, I didn't ever care really for Dean Knutson, but at least he was kind of normal. And he was kind of even keeled and stuff. And he didn't act like say stupid things and make dumb suggestions and
claims to have principles, and he's got so much principle, Dean Knutson, that he's going to resign over it rather than actually chair it. But
because,
fun fact, hang on, Dean Knutson was Voss's former appointment. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu gets to claim credit for Robert Spindell. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but something we're going to keep an eye on here at Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We will talk to you all on the next episode.